If walls could talk, the building officially known as 66050 at Fort Huachuca would probably sing.
Countrymen, make me love you. Be mean and you drive me away. Countrymen, make me love you.
It's the Colored Officers Club. That's the official name on all the paperwork and everything, the prints and everything. Mountain View Colored Officers Club.
Harlan Bradford retired from the Army at Fort Huachuca in 1978 after spending 30 years and 30 days in uniform. Now a member of the Southwest Association of Buffalo Soldiers, he spends time talking with people about the history of what was once the Mountain View Colored Officers Club.
You can just imagine, you come here at night, up in the, this was all open up there, balconies, you can sit up there and just look out at the mountains and everything.
The building, with its wooden sides, is a reminder of a bygone era, not only World War II, but also segregation in the ranks. Dr. Steve Smith from the South Carolina Institute of Archaeology and Anthropology at the University of South Carolina has written about the experience of black troops, and he says Fort Huachuca was unique.
The problem was that most places in the United States were only going to have small numbers of African Americans or black units, which were going to be segregated, all black units, at installations that were predominantly white. And there was only one place where that was going to be not true, and that was out at Fort Huachuca. Everywhere else, the ratio of whites to blacks was going to be whites in a greater proportion than African Americans. But at Fort Huachuca, that was the location where they trained both of the division level black units, the 92nd and the 93rd. So for that reason, Fort Huachuca is an extremely important location.
And because Fort Huachuca had such a large number of black officers in a segregated army, it needed separate facilities.
They used a normal service building, recreational service building for enlisted personnel, but that building itself was for black officers.
The club at Fort Huachuca was a place for black officers to come and relax, spend time with their families, and as Harlan Bradford explains, maybe even catch a show.
Entertainers, Lena Horne, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Julius was here. Julius trained, I'll show you where he trained down there, to come in here.
The ring where Joe Lewis trained was down the hill from the club and is still marked by a plaque, but the ring itself is long gone.
That boxing ring was there until 19, as far back as 1954, and somebody, you know, they tore it down. They could have torn it down and preserved that and reassembled it, but, you know, just probably somebody burned it in their fireplace. Boy, you know.
The history of building 66050 is still in the memories of a few people. But the Buffalo Soldiers want to bring it alive again. They're trying to raise the money to restore the building and have it added to the National Historic Register, something it is eligible for. But before that can happen, plenty of work needs to be accomplished. That's where Cliff Sanders entered the picture last summer.
I just hired on for a three-week, getting a nephew in the Navy job, so I brought him here to work for 3 weeks so I could keep him out of my hair, and then I just kind of got hooked on it. Been here working since.
Sanders has spent a career building homes, so the restoration of the Colored Officers Club is right up his alley. But first he needed some blueprints. A search of the National Archives found the original blueprints, so work could begin on bringing the building back to life.
The complication is we have to bring it into current code so it's occupiable, handicapped accessible. So that means we got to put an elevator on it. How do we do that without changing the building? And so we're working with the State Historical Preservation Committee to make sure that everything we do is as close to compliant as feasible while bringing it into code compliance.
Dr. Smith from the University of South Carolina says historically accurate could also make some people uncomfortable.
The black officers, who were in large numbers, were paying in to the officers' dues, but what they were getting was substandard building and not all the substandard furnishings and all this sort of thing. So there was quite a lot of resentment. And in fact, the black officers out there actually nicknamed that building Uncle Tom's Cabin because they were so upset about the fact that this building was there. And they boycotted it for a while.
Those substandard aspects of the building were evident on the blueprints, according to Cliff Sanders.
There was two coolers drawn on the blueprints. One went right here where that plug is, and there's no drain. That was to be an electric water cooler. And by the other side of it was supposed to be one of those just fountains so that the water cooler could chill two fountains. And both chillers went to the White Officers Club. Both fountains got here and got put on the inside hallway.
But as Harlan Bradford points out, the club was eventually accepted and even relished.
They had tables and you come in for dining, and it was just, if you was an old country boy, black, and never seen it, this was you were in heaven. I'm ready to go die, you know, really. Really, you're in heaven.
The restoration of the Mountain View Colored Officers Club is not without its difficulties. The biggest, of course, is money. The Buffalo Soldiers estimate it will take about $1.5 million more dollars to finish the job. They have a lease on the building, but it officially expires later this year, and in December, the group received a stern letter from the now former base commander saying that progress had to be made or the lease will not be renewed. So with about $150,000 to spend and donations from local home improvement centers, Cliff Sanders and his small crew are hard at work.
And they're all being handcrafted back to the original specifications.
On the front porch that once welcomed Duke and the Count, Lena and the Brown Bomber, Harlan Bradford looks out at the mountains that gave the club its name and smiles.
And this is just a wonderful place to stand.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.